So we said the Gemara, we're just getting ourselves still very acquainted with very important in Yanim and Shas. And as we go through Tosis, and we'll learn more and more about this. Mela will pick up more ideas. Our focus is learning inside Gemara Rashi Tosis. So we saw the way the sugya lays out, and as we noted yesterday, there really are two chalakim to the sugya in terms of understanding how to break it down. There's the chelka sugya relating to Eidach Adam Yisurin, Davish Be'erba, Eschazik Yisura, as the Gemara sets up the question and why you can believe the Shriach. And then we have part two of the sugya when the Gemara gives the carrots of Rabbi Kinhain, Bechuli, Rabban Huda Atzvuch, and all of that. What is the inyan of Rabban Huda Atzvuch? What is the need for the Takana? And what is the reason why Mishmiguna Kilba Rabban? Why is it not called a Chumra? Medag Dayak, and all of the related inyanim to the inyan of Gittin itself with Banai. That's a separate inyan that we're going to see also a lot that's going to be focused on in Tosis. So now the Tosis is going to go through the various points in the Gemara. The Gemara initially asked the Kasha Lubai Trey. So that's how we got started. Why do we have one aid? Why don't we need two aid? Says Tosis, a simple comment. Akati lo yada ha depreciates the lavitaima el mishamraz ad libesof. Tosis already pointed out earlier when he had the kash of why the Baal who brings the get doesn't have to say b'fanai based on the chashas lishma. Tosis says, because the Gemara is going to say that it's only about a laz. Tosis kishitaso, as he's going to learn later when the Gemara says Rabban Huda Asvach. So why Rabban Huda Asvach? If after all, Robi Kinhain, if everybody knows, or most people know about lishma and stam safi migmagmiri, what are we worried about? So Rashi learns that there's some chashash that the Chacham were concerned about, that maisa could be, even after the Sofer wrote it, we get correctly, but with this man, this woman, but that get was found by another person with the same name, his wife is the same name, that's Rashi. Tosis learns differently. Rabban Huda Atzvach, that Chacham were afraid that the Baal is going to come and be ma'arer and be motzi laz, and that's a problem. And we want to preempt that inyan of laz that could result from the Baal's being ma'arer. So Tosis points out that right now we're not holding there yet. Right now, the Gemara is thinking that there's a real chashash of lishma, and that's why we're asking the kasha l'boi trei. The Gemara didn't know yet what the Gemara says l'maskana. So let's just a nekuda to bring out that maybe when you read the Tosis, if you were, you have to add a little point here to understand pshat, because at first glance, what does Tosis mean? You ask the average person, maybe yourselves or someone another shir. So what is Tosis saying? No, this is saying that if it's only laz, then there's no kasha l'bayit trei, right? Because only a laz, racham choshes for laz. So therefore what? Therefore one is enough to be, not shouldn't be a laz. Is that true? You read the Gemara Vayter, the Gemara says, Rabbanu Da'atzvach. Why? Because of a chashash of laz. And therefore what? Therefore you don't need to? What does the Gemara say? Therefore, why is it enough to have one? Why? Another Mishum Iguna. So wait a second. So what's Tosis saying here? You see from the Gemara that even if it's Rabbanu Da'atzvach, even if it's a chashash of laz, that still would require Shnayim, were not for Mishum Iguna Akilu. So what does Tosis mean here? Lo Yada, because if it was laz, then we have no kasha l'bayi trei, because it's only laz, so then one is enough. No, you see from the Gemara not that way. The Gemara says it's laz, and the Gemara doesn't just say, therefore no kasha, therefore one is enough. The Gemara says, therefore the Chacham had the right to be mekel because of Iguna. So what's pshat in his Tosis? So how we have to add a point to Tosis. So what did Tosis really mean? No. What did Tosis mean? Right now we think that it's a real chashash, so the kasha is, it's a real chashash, you need shnei eidim. How could you have one? But once we say laz, then we have a mahalach. Then already, then, of course, you still need to come on to Mishum Iguna. But then we can simply solve it by saying Mishum Iguna Akilu. But if we have a real chashash of shelo lishma, you can't just wave the wand and say, oh, Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabanan. You have a real chashash of lishma, you need to wave them. But therefore, the Tosis says, we didn't know the reason of laz. Ad libesof. Once we say laz, then we could add an answer what we'd say. Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabanan. It's not just the fact that because of laz, we don't need to aid it. It's because it's laz, then we can rely on the fact that Mishum Iguna Akilu. But if it's Mishum Shnei Eidim, then if it's because of Achshash of Lishma, then you can't just say Mishum Iguna. Then you have to need to be able to aid it. So all that is what Tosis means. He doesn't mean that you wouldn't need Mishum Iguna. The Gemara says you need to come out to Iguna. This pasha just simply working out pshat Tosis. Okay, now this Tosis is very, very hard, difficult. We'll, Mr. Shem, we'll try as best as we could to understand what Tosis is doing here. The Lashon HaGemara, Liboy Trey, part of the Kasha, as Rashi tells us, the words of the Kasha are Liboy Trey, Midi Dahavihan, Akol Eid Yosef HaTorah. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. We should require Shnei Eidim, like we find by all Eid Yosef HaTorah. So Tosis is, apparently there were two Gersos. Rashi and Tosis now then tell us as well that the Gersa is with a Dalit. Midi Dahavihan, Akol Eid Yosef HaTorah, Bedalit Garsinan. We go as adios, not arayos, but adios. It's hard, it's easy to right, to mistake the dalet and the reish. So that's Tosis' point. The gear says bedalet. Kigon adios dinin mamunas v'dinin nefashas. Now, what's bothering Tosis? If you look at Tosis and Rashi, you see a little bit more here about what's the issue here. What's wrong with the gears of adios, that there had to be another alternate girsa that would solve a problem in the Lashon HaGemara, but Tosis says it's just not going to work out anyway. What was the problem that Tosis is underlying, implicitly relating to, that he has to tell you, no, but it's okay. The girsa is, in fact, adios. What bothered Tosis in this, in the words of the Gemara, that if you have the girsa arayos, it'll be better? Shabbatot. What's Shabbatot? What should say? Liboy trei midahavi akol adios. What do I say? That's what we see in Tosis of Rush. That was in the Kuda here that was bothering Tosis. I say Rush and Tosis of Rush. Is the garsi arayus bereish? Tosis can now bring such a girsa. Mishum da edus lo shaykh memesh batorah. El ko edus visulo. Ko edios. Finished. We know by edus. I mean, edus to batorah. Okay, Tosis says, I can live with the gears of adios, and to the contrary, the other gears is not going to work out. So how does Tosis work it out? What does it mean, Eidos about Torah? For example, and Tosis gives us examples, categories that we need Shnei Eidim, then we're assuming here it's no different. So Tosis gives us, he breaks down the categories. Kigon, Eidos dini mamonos, apishnai meidim yakim davar, din nefashos, those are the two categories. Interesting, in Tosis Arash, he has a third category. Tosis Arash at the end. So he brings the other girsa and he rejects it as Tosis does. Elo Gasinan, Adios Bedalit. What was bothering me from the get-go, what does it say Shabbat Torah? Says the Tosis Arash, Besof Dvarav, V'hai D'Kamar Shabbat Torah, Sheyesh kama mina adios, because in the Torah there are different categories. And what does he have? Not two, but three. Interesting. What are they? Dine mamonis, dine knossos, the dine nefashos. I find that very interesting, that he puts knossos as its own category. You would think a knoss is still, at the end of the day, it's mamonis, the chiyuv mamonis that Torah imposes. Shloshim shkolim shel eved, you know, whatever, all kinds of chamishim shkolim of an onus, mefata. These are all kinds of cases of a kefel, cases of knas. Knas is, of course, you base us to b'chayv the knas, but ultimately it's b'chal din imamunis. But as a category by itself, in terms of shnei edim, this is what you see in Tosafot Rashi. He has it as a separate category. Kol edios, mamonos, knasos nefashos, shebat Torah. That's why we can work out the Lashon of the Girsa Shabbat Torah, even though we're preserving the Girsa of Adios Bedalet. And that's what gets us started in the Gemara. The Gemara gives the Teretz, Eidach and Abisurin, V'chuli, V'chuli, and so on. What was the alternative Girsa that would not have this difficulty in the Lashon? That's the Girsa with the Resh. Says Tosis, that is the Garsi Arayos B'Resh. So now, it's interesting. So what's the kasha of the Gemara from the very beginning of the sugya? Liboy trei, the Gemara is asking, because of what? Arayos, Shabbat Torah. L'choyra, what does that mean? What does the Gemara already know from the very point that it starts off the Shaka V'Tarya? What does the Gemara already know? What's the Gemara already thinking about? What principle? Eid HaMashiach Pogos B'Shtei. Right, so the Gemara already knows about it, and was asking right away, that you should require Shnai, because it's an Inyan Davar Shebe'erva. Kol Arayos Shebe'er Torah requires Shnai. So Tosis is not happy with this Girsa. V'lo Nihira. Why? De'im Kein, Mai Mishani, Eid Echa Neman Be'isurin. then what's the response of the Gemara? Eidacha nem b'isurin. So isurin, eidacha is neman. Malu haskiv isurin. What is the point? Why mention isurin? But erva nam b'isurhu. Erva is an isur, but erva requires shnayim. So what are you saying? What's the teretz? Isurin, but erva. Eidacha nem b'isurin. But erva, if erva requires shnayim. So if anything, what should Gemara have said? V'achi avilel ha-meimar. No, lo dami l'shar rice. This is different. For whatever reason, this is lo dami l'shar rice. V'havale litintan. So how do you read the Gemara's teretz? If the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara is already asking me tzad ha-rice, they have to tell me this is different. But to say, irachan nem b'isurin, I understand, ha-rice is b'isurin also, but ha-rice is still ha-rice. This is also ha-rice. This is different. Tell me why. So it doesn't fit the Lashon HaGemara and the teretz. On that, Tosis wants to suggest a possibility. Miu yeshlomer. Maybe as follows. Dachi kamar. This is what you'll have to say the Gemara will answer according to the Girsa of Arayus with the Resh. Dachi kamar. Eid echa neman b'isurim lehatir. Eid echa is neman b'isurim. When he's coming to say that what's usher is really mutter. So that's different. That doesn't come under what you just said. Then you would not need shnai. But how the boy tray? When do you need two? Hani mili lesser. When do you need two? You need two when the aid is coming to aser. Then he's not believed as the chad lav kol kemine. Okay, so that's Tosis, a possible resolution to the words of the Gemara. What is Tosis saying? What is he saying? What does he mean? He's trying to learn pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha, let it require shnayim kechol arayas tibatorah. So now the words are going to respond. Eidacha nemen b'isurin, that when it comes to be matir, then eidacha is neman. When it comes to aser, then it's a problem. Then you need shnayim. Eidacha nemen b'isurin, that's what the words are saying. How does Tos explain it? You need shnayim lesser dechad rav kol kemine. What does Tosis mean? So, let's, before you say svaras, let's try to bring parallels and maybe shoot them down. But at least let's even know what we're talking about. At first glance, there is a makor in another Tosis in Kedushin, also cited by the Rashi Maikatan, that seems to make a distinction between an Eid Echad being Neman only if he's coming Lahatir, and not if he's coming lesser. Which again, at first glance, superficially, you meet Tosis here, he's talking about such a distinction. That Eid Echad is not Neman if he's coming to Aser, he's Neman who's coming to Ahati. Where's that Tosis? Tosis in Kiddushin, in context of a Gemara there that talks about a situation where somebody says to somebody else that your Taurus became Tameh. And then the question is, when is he believed to say such a thing to make it usr? So there's really two possible reasons why, what comes out of Tosis earlier in the Gemara there, that one person could tell someone else, what you had, your kelim, I saw that it became tamei, I saw that it became treif. One of two ways that he'd be believed. One is if the other person was silent, he's shosik. So what can you glean from the fact that he was shosik? Shtika koda. So that's one mahalach, one way that could be accepted if he's shosik. The other way, even if he's not shosik, is if the person who says that, nitmu, is in a position to have actually made a tamei. Or he was working with him, and right now he's biyada. It's called a biyada. That's biyada. And that's its own koach that you believe based on biyada. But if, let's say, it's not biyada, it was already in the past, it's not in the position right now to do it, it wasn't biyada, then you wouldn't be believed. To say, nit mutarasech, Tosis raises a question at the end of his discussion. He says, what happened to the rule called eidacha nemen b'isurin? Why wouldn't you automatically, even if you don't have those particular circumstances of the other person being shosek, or because it's biyado, but eidacha nemen b'isurin. So let him be believed to say, nit mutar v'sach. So in this Tosis comments, and toward the bottom, that you have to assume that the rule of eidacha nemen b'isurin that we always quote, Hainu dafka lahatir. Lashon of Tosfos is that Ilach Nemesurin is when he says that the piece, for example, that you don't know, Shuman or Chelev, as more quotes, he tells you it's Shuman, lahatir. Or Tosfos brings the example that the gid was taken out, Basis Uminu Keres, Chatichazu Shuman, as we just mentioned. That's where Ilach Nemon be Isurin, meaning to be matir. Avaleser hadavar eino neman. Ad kan Tosfos. This is also quoted by the Rush, by Rikus in Moed Katan. The whole Indian comes up over there, b'negei eidacha nebisun gabi abelus rachmano litzlan, if he's neman, an eidacha to tell person that the one of his krovim was nifter, and in the melo the halachas of abelus. So he discusses over there in Paragimu Moed Katan, el megalchin, simen lamed beis. And the Rush also quotes how can be hechnagel omis abo pi eidachad, eidachad lo meheman. We have the Gemaras that say eidachad says achal techelav, uam lo achalti. He says eno neman, the Gemara is medayik, a yishasik meheman. He says he should have known, shtika kol da. But that doesn't work over here. Vechihai gavna, this is the Lashon HaRashi, Simen Lamed Beis, and Maikot, and Paragimel. Vechihai gavna pasak Rabbeinu Tam. Im amar lo eidachad, it's nasech yencha, because he doesn't know. That doesn't know Shtikal Koda. So if there's no Shtikal Koda, you don't have even that. And he brings a right from the Gittin and Dalit. This distinction that we just read from the Rosh and Moikot and Tosfos Kiddushin finds its way into Shulchan Aruch. Question is, what exactly is it based on? But this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Zayin, Lashon HaMechaber, Siv Gimel, you have it. Eidach adem b'isurim lahatir avolo lahachir. Lashon HaMechaber. Eidach adem b'isurim lahatir avolo lahachir makoro baruch Tosfos Kiddushin samach da. Right. Tamachet. What's the pshat exactly? Unclear. Why should it only be that he's neman lahatir, not lahachir? Comes to Shach and says, really doesn't mean what we think it means. It doesn't, it's not a new cloud that the Eidachad is only Neman when he's coming Lahatir and not Lahachmir. It's really based on something else. Look at the Shach there, Sivkat and Chav Gimel. Kloma. It's just what the chips are going to fall where they are, and that's what's going to come out because of the underlying principles that we anyway know about Eidachad. What's the other inyan that we discussed about limitations of Eidachad that we see in our sugya? Is Chazik. Right? The Eidachad, Sigmar assumes, is not believed against his Chazik. Says the Shach, Kloma. This is the Pshat of the Machaber here. Timsa, you'll turn out, the Eidachad Neman be Isurim Lahatir. The Eidachad is Neman be Isurim to be Matir, meaning I feel below Stika Sabaldava, even the Baldava says nothing, that it should be Kehoda. So then you could have a nafkamina that Eidach Nembi Surin Mitzad Atzmo. Because even your own Hafshtuk Kodah, but you have the Eidachad being Neman in a case of Isser. But if it's going to come out that the Eid is coming to be Machmir, Lahachmir Lo Timtsa to Ha'ed Neman, Belo Shtika Sabaldavar. Because if you're not going to have to be coming on to Shtika Kodah, and you have to assume that there is a shtika koda in that situation, that he's really, his shtika does show that he knows and he's admitting, then you won't be able to base your knowledge of it becoming usher on the aid. Why? Says the Shach, because mimanef shach. What's the case? Hecha delo, what, he's talking about a piece here, piece of meat. And he wants to say that the piece is what? Lesser. He wants the piece is us, chelev. Says the Shach, let's figure this out. If I don't have any presumption, I know nothing, blank slate, about this piece of meat. I don't know, I have no previous knowledge to assume that it's kosher. So then, what's the halacha? If I don't know, what's the din? Safik chayv, safik shuman, safik daraisa l'chum. So it's an asr anyway. You don't need the aid to tell you anything in order to make it us. So what's the alternative? What's the case? that we assumed, we were under the assumption until now that this was kosher. Comes day and says, no, it happens to be treif. But then what? Then what do you have here, in effect? You have an Eid Echad talking against Ischazik. What type of Ischazik? Ischazik Heter. And Eid Echad is not Neman against Ischazik. Even Ischazik Heter is Efe Shachazit. Ve'echad Ischazik Heter ain't Eid Neman lesser. So all this klal means, according to the Shach's take on it, is that you're not going to be able to have the din applied of Eidach Nebi Surin, which, as we said, is only if it's not as chazik, if it's going to come out that the aid is coming to what? To be matir. Then you can have it. Then you can have this klal. But not if it's coming to Aser. Because if it's coming to Aser, if it's not as chazik either way, it's Aser anyway, and if it's chazik at Terah, then it can't be believed against his chazik. Which is quite peculiar because of the formulation, of course, of the Mechaber and the way it's stated in the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shach, it's turning it on its head. It's not really a klal chadash at all. It's just a reconfiguring of an existing klal, which happens to be mentioned by the Ramah a few lines later in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Mechaber writes the words, Eidach Hanem B'Yisurim Lahatir V'lo Lahachmir, right? That's the Mechaber that we just read. Go into the Ramah, two lines or so into the Ramah. The kol davar shelo is chazik, lo ehetev lo eiser, eidach neman alav afilo asra. If it's not is chazik in every direction, now that's strange because again, if it's misafik, then it's anyway asra. But here he says it's neman. The kohechad is chazik davar beiser, ena ed neman. But the Ramah is playing with the kolam of Ischazik. And according to the Shach, it's already implicit in the Mechaber, in the statement of Neman Lahatev Lo Lahachmer. So you have to know. The Goyin also is like, he seems to be also concerned with the Lashna Mechaber. It doesn't seem to work so well. But this is the first thought that could come to our mind. Right? That we see a Tosis here in Gittin that says, Eidach Anem Bisurin. So the Gemara means to say that he's Neman only Lahatir, but not Lesser, and that's why Neman Bisun Lahatir of Lo Lesser. And that's the Teretz. Why he can have one aid? What's wrong with such a pshat? What's wrong with, let's leave the Shach out. Let's just assume there is such a cloud, whatever it is. What's wrong with such a pshat and tosis? But yes? Yes, Avi?
Can I just ask for clarification?
Yeah.
You're ever saying that the aid is never neman by Isser, or are you saying the aid is never neman?
According to the Shach, the only time it's relevant to say that to believe in for Isser is when it's a schazik hetera. Otherwise, it's Usser anyway, misafik. And if it's a schazik hetera, then you have the problem called a schazik. For the Shach, Ischazik can mean Ischazik Eterah or Ischazik Yisur, whatever Ischazik it is. So Ischazik Eterah is a cloud called Ischazik also. We presume it to be kosher.
Well,
you can't say against it.
Well, what would be in the case if there's no Ischazik?
So if it's not Ischazik at all, one way or the other, says the Shach, it's also mean to be Misafik.
But I'm saying, what if it's not Usher at all, there's no Ischazik, and there's a proof with it. Let's say that Eid has a proof with him.
It's not about the proof. It's could you believe in Eid Echad? Where could Eid Echad be accepted as testimony? And we know, we're assuming now, against his chazik, it's not believed. So then it comes out that, but when he's coming to tell me that something is usher, it's irrelevant to tell me Eid Echad is Naman. Because either it's usher anyway, or he's not believed against his chazik hetera. That's the Shach. That's how he takes this lesson Shulchan Aruch. Again, the marker is the Tosis in Kedushin. We don't know that that has to be the Pshat in the Tosis Kedushin. The Shach took it that way. So first of all, if that's what it is, then what are we? Then our Tosis can't in any way relate to this. But even if you take the Tosis in Kedushin and understand it for whatever reason that there's such a halacha, nu anukal, eidacha nemen bisurin means only when he's coming to be matin, now he's coming to us. Why can this not be the pshat what Tosfos is reading in our Gemara?
Right.
Oh, in other words, because according to what Tosfos is trying to do is explain the answer of the Gemara to what kasha. Mida havi akol arayis. So the Gemara's Teretz is speaking within the world of Davar Sheba'erva, within Arayis. And on that, the Gemara is answering that Eid Echad is Neman be'arayis if you're coming lahatir, the Isurin lahatir. But not if you're coming to Aser, but when it's coming lahatir, you're okay. And that's where the Shiach is okay. That doesn't sound like this is a klal in general by Echad and Isurin. It sounds like this. By Davar Sheba'erva, the rule that you just established in asking the Kasha, me the Dav Karsim Torah, but the answer is no. So simple. That within that rule, there's a caveat. If you're coming a hot here by Davar Sheba'erva, that's okay. If you're coming to be asking, that's the problem. But what will be in the road of Hisurin? There's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. Meaning, it's all the same. It's Meduig and Tosis that what Tosis is trying to say is after learning the Kasha, Midya Kor, Rise to Torah. On top of that, Tosis is making the Gemara answer the distinction of Lahati versus Lester. So don't bring me in Tosis and Kedushin. What does Tosis hold about that? I don't know what he holds. He doesn't have to accept it. Tosis doesn't have to accept Tosis and Kedushin. He holds like the Shach. So it comes out what it is because of another Cheshbon. But that's not what we're discussing. Either Tosis holds like the Shach, and that's the Pshat and Tosis condition. Or if Shach is not the Pshat and Tosis condition, Tosis argues in Tosis a condition. Because the klal that Tosis is establishing here to be mechalek between Lahatir Lesar is a klal that's relating to Davar Sheba'erva. It's not that it's going to be the same thing by Isurin. By Isurin, that's not what we're talking about. By Isurin, said either it's the Shach's point, it's going to depend on his chazik, and if it's chazik at Teira, then it's just going to mainly not going to be believed because of that reason. Or you'll hold that there's no such thing called chazik at Teira. Maybe some people will still tie into such an idea. There's no such idea because chazik at Teira. And whatever, and you name it all the time. But whatever it is, it's not what Tosis and Kedushin is saying. So now we have to go back and figure out what is Pshat and Tosis. According to Tosis, what is the Gemara answering, and what is it based on? So we're really back to square one right now. We have this interesting Tosis and Kedushin, which opens up an interesting question and how to understand it, and the Shach takes it and makes it really not a new klal, but either way, it's not relevant to our discussion and to our Pshat and the Gemara, the Tosis thing, because our Gemara is relating specifically to distinguishing within Davar Sheba'erva. Yeah. The Mechab, he's basically taking the Mechab's Lashon and making it not what it sounds like. He's saying it's not really a klal per se that he's neman lahatir b'lo lahachmir. It's timsa. That's just the way it's going to play out. Because if it's coming lahachmir, then you're not going to be believed because either it's us already, if you don't know, or you're not going to say against this chazak etera. So there's not going to be any way that you're going to be able to be believed. Not because it's a klal for itself, that you're not Neman Lesser, it's because you're not believed against his chazik. That's how the Shach takes it.
So what's the Mechader like?
I know. It's the Lashon is clearly not the way the Shach takes it. It sounds like there's a klal for itself. Again, this is Tosis and Kedushin. And the question is how you understand Tosis and Kedushin. All I want, though, is if we want to come back to our Tosis, this is not our Tosis. Our Tosis is saying that the Gemara is trying to suggest a chiluk within Davar Sheba'erva. So we're really back to sweating, in many ways. Right? What is Pshat and our Tosis, right? That's where we are back right now. We can't use the Tosis and Kedushin to help us here. Yeah? So that's a special Xeris HaKasim. That's a Xeris HaKasim. That's its own in you. Yeah. That's a special halacha. We'll see more about what the fun stuff should have at the end of the Tosis. So now, I have another question that we must deal with, that everybody has to be asking. Pashit, Pshat, and the Gemara. Without knowing anything about anything, with Anubar Makomus, you read this Tosis, and you should be jumping out of your seats. Pashit, Pshat, in this Gemara. When you read this Tosis, and Tosis is trying to work out the Girsa, Akol Arayis Tebetorah. So Tosis proceeds to read the next line of Gemara, and he says, what does it mean, Echanem Bisurin? So as we're explaining that, the Gemara is saying that the rule that you just asked based on that, Akol Arayis Tebetorah requires Shnayim, based on Chor Davar Sheba'erva, no. It's only true when you're coming to Aser, but Eid Echanem Bisurin, meaning to say that within the world of Arayis, If you're coming to be matter, it's okay. That's the Gemara's teretz. But Tosas leaves us hanging. Because what happens next in the Gemara? What's the next one of the Gemara? Says, no, I'm not happy with that. Why? Because Eimer Damrinan, when can you say that he's going to be Neman B'Yisurin, meaning a Hatir, Kigon, and more brings examples, Chei Chaticha, Savecheu, Savek Shuma, to us Chazik Yisura. Vos Chazik Yisura, so far so good. So Gemara's asking, if it's Chazik Yisura, then I can't be believed, right? If I can't be believed, a Hatir. Gemara continues, Davi Shabarva. What's that to do with anything? We took here. Havi Davashabarva, we knew this right away. We already were dealing with Davashabarva. And we were answering that Davashabarva is only an issue if you're going to be what? If you're going to be coming Lahachmir. But here's Lahatir. So you want to ask Ischazik, ask Ischazik. But how did Tosus learn? Tosus learns the next Tosus further down, right? It's possible that Ischazik, you're believed against Ischazik. Remember the Tosus. It's not two kashas like the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, first shiur that we had in this. It's not two kashas. It's that if you'll say that a chazik isura doesn't bother me, but there's a halach of Darash Be'erva with this chazik isura. Okay, but what's changing? We already knew Darash Be'erva, and we're already establishing that within Darash Be'erva, there's only a problem if you're coming which direction? To Aser. But Eidachad Neman be Isurin if what you're trying to do is to be Matir. So then what are you coming back with Davish Abba? I've been there, done that. I already had a terence for that. So if you're asking because you're holding Kadabba Barra that all over, no matter where, Ischazik is its own problem, Eidachad is not believed, so then it's finished. Okay, so that's the kasha. But why are you going beyond that? Because it's possible that you're entertaining the possibility that Ischazik Yisur doesn't bother me. And Eidachad is believed against Ischazik Yisur. So what are you bringing in? As Tosus says, that's the later Tosus. Havi Davish Abba. Hai Dinaka Davish Abba, Omeri, Chum Dibaisha Rabba, Bishari Suri Kuntevo, Behegdish Vekonamos, Misafgulani, Mehemna Filus Chazak Yisura, Vilabi Yadu. So now we have to bring in Davish Abba. The Kivagas Medaik from the air, as we remember, that Davish Abba is only going to be a problem when it's Ischazik. Peseda, but Ischazik alone wouldn't be a problem. But Davish Abba as a problem, we already solved. Because what did we say? It's only a problem if you're coming to do what? To Asab, and now coming to Bimatir. So we took care of that. We are already there. We already asked him Davish Abba. So you want to ask a Kashim Ischazik and assume that it's a problem? Good. But if you want to go past that, because maybe Ischazik doesn't bother me, so what do you bring me back to Davish Abba? We were there already. We already gave an answer. We already distinguished. So how do you read the Gemara? It should bother us, right? That's the Pella here. Mamish the Pella Tosis. What do we make of this? So we have two things we have to figure out. Number one, what is this idea to distinguish within Davish of the Erev, apparently, between the Hatir versus the Asar? It doesn't mean what Tosus in Kedushin means, whatever that is, because that's within Eidach and Nambi Surin. Here it's within Davish of the Erev. So what exactly does Tosus mean? But the Gemara is giving such an answer. If the Gemara is giving such an answer, so why is it coming back? What the Gemara means to dismiss that distinction, so then the words don't speak to that. I mean, the Gemara should be saying, oh, you think that Davish Be'erva is going to be different when you're coming to be, to what? You're coming to be Matir. No, it's not true. That's what the words are saying. Have you Davish Be'erva? It should say, I don't accept that answer. The words of the Gemara already was thinking the problem of Davish Be'erva. The Gemara gave an answer. So Mar pushes back. Ischazik, Havi Davish Be'erva, and now we're back to a problem because even if Ischazik doesn't bother me, Davish Be'erva never bothered me. I gave you an answer. You don't like the answer? So say you don't like the answer, but just don't come back to me with what you said already. That's the real difficulty in reading the Gemara. Okay, so what do we do? First of all, let's think about the words of Tosus in distinguishing itself. What is the point? How does Tosus formulate this distinction? Why would it be different by Davish Be'erva if it's Lahatir, that's okay, and Lesser is a problem? So here Tosus says, the words of Tosus. Again, words. Miu yeshlomer dachikamer eight echad neman beisurin lahatir v'ha debayi trei Hani Mili Lesser. When do you need two? Again, by Davis of the Erevais, is Chad Lav Kol Kimine. What is it? Chad Lav Kol Kimine? That Lesser one doesn't have, it's not Bekoach for him to ask where by Davis of the Erevais. That's what Tosfos. He doesn't seem to be connecting it to any kind of Xeris HaKasuv, whatever. It's just, it ends up being shut down in the Gemara, however we explain the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to end up rejecting. We do have a Tosfos in Yevamos that does specifically address this distinction within Davish HaBe'er. The only question is that the Kavan of our Tosfos? But at least we have a Mara Mokum to think about. It may not be the end result that our Tosfos means it, but this is Tosfos in Yevamos. What is the Sugya Yevamos all based on? The nemanis of an Eidacha to say Meis Baila. The Gemara doesn't understand, where does that come from? Why would he be believed? So Gemara tries the root of Eidacha Nem Bisurin, and the Gemara asks the very similar Shaka V'Tarya like we have by us. The Gemara says, let's say, on the fifth line or so on Pei Ches, Zvari hi midi dahav yachaticha savik chel savik shuman ba'as Eidacha v'amah barid shuman, the Mehemah. Right, so the Gemara wants to say that Eidacha is believed by Meis Baila, just like an Eidacha Nemen Bisurin. The Gemara says, no, me dummy? How could that be a good comparison? After all, Hasam lo is chazik yisura. By the case of the chaticha, sabik chay, sabik shumel is chazik yisura, avol hacha is chazik yisura, deish es ish, the ain davash of erbach is mishnayim. The Gemara has a kasha like by us. Right? So it's really, again, the two-prong kasha. The Gemara says, hello, dami, al chaticha devadi chayla, vaseidach avama barli deshuman avi. The Gemara pushes back and says, "Midami hasam filas beitrei lo mehemni hacha." If two people came to usi beitrei mehemni chadnami lehemni, midid havi atevel hegdash v'konamus. The Gemara is willing wants to overcome the barrier called ischazik isura by saying that you can have a nemanus. You see, by edacha tevel hegdash v'konamus. The Gemara is going to come back and say, but that's not a right because of what factor that you have over there. If Gemara works out, the yadam. Depending on the cases, whatever. But the Gemara is, this is where the Gemara is proposing that Eidach is Neman even overcoming what? Is Chazik. But what's missing? What? But still, but so that should be a right to what case? To the case of Eidach to say Meis Baila? But what does that have at stake? Besides Is Chazik, the Gemara mentioned two things. Is Chazik and... So what happened to that? Whose kash is this? Whose kash is it? Tosfos kash in Yevamos. In other words, freeze this frame of the Gemara. The Gemara originally wanted to strike down the comparison to Eidacha Nem Bisurin to apply to the case of Eidacha to say Meis Baila. So the Gemara wants to strike down that comparison on two counts, right? Because it's a schazik isura here that she's an ashes ish, and now you want to say that the husband died. And secondly, by saying that Mazin died, what is that considered to be? That she should be able to remarry at Davar Shebe'erva. So you need tonight. So how does Gemara want to strike? So Gemara now counters that by saying, yeah, but you see, an Eid Echad is Neman by Tevel Hegdash Rekonamos, even though it's against a schazik. Okay, that takes care of that. But what about Davar Shebe'erva? How can you learn out from Tevel, Hegdash V'Konamos, to Davar Shebe'erva? This is Tosfos Kasha. Everybody, hear the Kasha? Look at Tosfos here. Midi Dehavi, Dibar Maschel, Midi Dehavi, Atevel V'Hegdash. V'Yem Tomar. I'll read it slow for the benefit of, we haven't seen it yet. V'Yem Tomar. V'Heichi Yalfinan Isha Mitevel V'Hegdash. How can we learn out the case of Meis Baila, Isha, from Tevel V'Hegdash, the Ein Davash of the Erbapachas Mishnayim? In effect, we already mentioned that too. And all you're doing is bringing in, before the Gemara is going to say, but there's the other. So, okay, we're not there yet. Freeze this frame of the Gemara. Hegdash V'Konamos, Tevel, Eidach, and Isnaman, even though it's Ischazik, so that's where the Gemara is proposing that he's believed against Ischazik. But the Gemara also mentioned another point that makes a different. That you can't extrapolate to the case of Isha. That is Davar Shebe'erva. So what happened to that? So Tosfos said, that we have an eight. That we have an eight so far. V'omeri. if we can use Tev Hegdim Shekonamos to get over this Chazak issue, then we can deal with Eber Shebe'er. Why? Look at Tosef. V'omari, the Iyavishayach Lemelef Mitevel Behegdish Hava Amina. The high, the Ein Dover Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim Hani Mili Leosra Al Baila. That is only if the Eidus is to make her usher to her husband, to say that she was Mizana, let's say. That's to usher her. The Ein Echad Neman Lesser. An Eid Echad is not believed to usher. Why would that be the limited context to which David Sheva is telling us you need Shnayim? The Le'inyan Isser Tziv. What's the davar davar mimamon that teaches us in Nishnayim? It is kimatzva evas davar, and it's a pishnayim edim yakum davar. What's kimatzva evas davar mean? He's divorcing her because she found something that she did that would make her usher to him. She was mizana. So when the edus has to do with ushering lesser, that's when there's halacha of shnayim davar davar mimamon. This is an incredible maramakum, this Tosus. Because Tosus is saying this as really as a possible maskan, at least from this point in the Gemara. That, in other words, if we could accept the fact that Tevel Vegdish Rekonomos is a good marker, that Eidachad is Naman against his Chazik, we can also extrapolate and learn out by David Shebe'erva in certain cases, because since the Gzeres Shava, Davar Davar was speaking about Matzah Ba'Evas Davar, which is Asering. So I could say that when you're coming to be Matir, like an eight saying that Meis Baila, that doesn't come under the rule of Davar Davar Mimamon, that doesn't have the rule of Davar Shebe'eva. So this distinction that we see in our Tosafot is formulating between Lahatir by Davar Shebe'eva, which is different, which is better, and Lesser, we find a Malkam in Tosafot Yevamos like this. But Tosafot Yevamos says far more about it than Tosafot in Gittin, which is why it's not maybe 100% clear that Tosafot means what he says over there. Tosafot there explains it in what way? The Gzeres HaKosov itself is speaking about Ervas Davar when he's coming to us. That's how Tosafot puts it in Yevamos. It would be very nice if we could read that Tosafot here, but what does Tosafot say over here? How does Tosafot put it? Umeshani Eidecha Neman Bisurin. No? What's the words? Mir Yishlomar Eidecha Neman Bisurin Lahatir V'had Dabay Trei Hanami Lesser T'chad Gav Kol Kimine. Does that sound like he's working with the Gzeres HaKosov of Erev's Davar? Too much missing. Too much missing here. No, too much in the words. Mar is answering that no, you have a problem of Arayis Shabbat Torah. No. Eidecha Neman Bisurin. Meaning Lahatir. But lesser chad lav kol kamine. Lesser, one can't do it. But lahati, one can do it. Anything to do with the fact that it says davar and evas davar, isur, doesn't say it. We have a tosis that makes such a distinction with them. So we're getting closer, we're getting warmer. Yeah, I'm sure we get warm. But maisa, this is tosis in Yevamos, that at least we're speaking the same language. We're talking about Davar Shebe'erva, distinguishing between Ahat and Valesah. But Tosafot in Yevamos is basing it on the Lashna Pasuk and the context of the Limud. Tosafot here doesn't seem to be doing that. So that's still not fully satisfying. But again, the bigger question, the elephant in the room, so to speak, is what question? What's the next line of the Gemara? What's the next line of the Gemara? They're coming back to Davar Shebe'erva. There may be more than one way to learn it. I want to maybe say one mahalach that maybe could work in Tosafot in the Gemara. If you don't like it, it's fine. You try another pshat. To me, the kash itself is already worth something. Again, where are we holding right now? We brought a Tosafot in Kedushin and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, and we show that that's lo karav zelzeh. That discussion is not relevant to our point of Tosafot, this one of Tosafot that says, Eidecha Neman Bisurin Lahatir V'lo Lesser. Our Tosafot is discussing within Davar Shebe'erva, Kol Arayis Shebat Torah. Gabi Isurin Tosafot is not relating to that distinction. What he holds by there, I don't know. But Tosafot within Davar Shebe'erva, We had the Tosfos Nivamis that actually Baruch Hashem says that it could be that that if you could use Konamos, for example, in Hegdish as a marker for Eidach and then Bisun against his Chazik, we don't have to, we could even go to Davar Shebe'erva, because we could learn Davar Shebe'erva is only a problem when it's coming to be Asering like the Gzeres Shavis told them that. Davar, Erva's Davar. Yeah, but Artosis doesn't seem to bring that in. Again, and of course, how do you read the Gemara one line later? Havi Davar Shebe'erva is Chazik. We already discussed Davar Shebe'erva in the very beginning, and we gave it Teretz. Why are you coming back with the same thing again?
You know, at the end of Tosfos, he gives a similar, I mean, not exactly the same, but he says that because it's the Iker Drasha is by, so you see that.
That's something else. That's the Russian. We'll see what Tosfos means by that. There's two ways to learn the last line of Tosfos. We'll get to that hopefully today also. But first, Pashat, at least something that we should leave with saying, I have some kind of a pshat to read the Tosfos. I mean, we'll get to the end of the Tosfos. It's a separate Nikud, that's the Mashah, Tosfos Rush. What's the last line? I don't believe the Tosfos means all that he says in Yevamos, because he says so much less here. He says, Lav Kol Kminei. He doesn't quote the Drasha at all. It seems like Tosfos is saying something else. Again, we'll try out this. Again, there's definitely other Mahalchim too, but let's try. Nachum has something with the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. I won't go there. I want to say something different. Yeah. Let's try the following. Because we already had such an idea. We'll try to flesh it out a little bit more carefully. If you remember, Kiv Eger was Medayik from Tosfos, Havi Davar Shebe'erva, the later Tosfos that we read. That Tosfos understood the kasha of the Gemara, not the way the Ramban learned the kasha. Ramban learned that there are two kashas of the Gemara. Number one, you not believe against Yitzchazik Yisura, and even if it weren't to be Yitzchazik Yisura, there's a separate, independent problem of Davar Shebe'erva, even by low Yitzchazik. Right? Tosfos didn't learn Pshat Nehalei. Tosfos learned that the Gemara follows up with Davar Shebe'erva, because it's possible that you are believed against his chazik, but not by Davar Shebe'erva. Says Rabbi Kivega, what do we see from Tosfos about the problem called Davar Shebe'erva? When is it a problem of Davar Shebe'erva? Only if it was his chazik. And then we had the issue, so what if you hold that his chazik is anyway a problem, so what do you have to have a new problem of Davar Shebe'erva? My nafkamina, biyado, and all of that. But meanwhile, Rabbi Kivega is medayik from Tosfos, that the problem of Davar Shebe'erva is only by his chazik issue. With that in mind, let's go back to read tracing the steps of the Gemara. At the time, we were trying to explain what that means. What is this idea of Ischazik Yisura B'davar Shebe'erva? Is it the same problem of Ischazik Yisura that we have if we assume it's a problem by Shari Surin? Or is it something more definitional? It's not the problem of Ischazik, it's the problem of Davar Shebe'erva, which is defined through Ischazik. If you remember, we went there. Okay. When the Gemara initially says, in answering the Kasha, Midav Yakol Arayis Sheba Torah, says Tosfos says, what's the Teretz? Eid Echa Neman B'Isurin. What does that mean? That by Davar Shebe'erva, it's only a problem if you're coming to us, but not if you're coming to be Matir. Tosfos doesn't say much. He just says, Lesser Lav Kol Kmine. Right? Doesn't bring any drushes. What does that mean? Maybe it means something very simple. What's cool that you're speaking about Davar Shebe'erva? If you say that it is Usr, it's a Davar Shebe'erva. That's your Edith is on Davar Shebe'erva. If you're saying that she's not an Eishes Ish, that the get's a good get, that everything is good, everything is perfect, lahatir, then you're not speaking about Davar Shebe'erva. So it never has the problem of needing shnayim davar davar mimama. Because it's only a problem of kol davar shebe'erva if your edus is coming to aser, because when you're coming to aser, that means that your focus is on Davar Shebe'erva. If you're saying it's mutter, then you're saying there is no Davar Shebe'erva. So therefore, it's not a problem. So this is the words of Tosfos. that the Gemara is answering, because you're not speaking Devash Be'erva. Because a Chad can't come to Aser, because then you're speaking about Devash Be'erva. So if you're speaking about the Iser, that means you are speaking about Devash Be'erva. That's the rule of Devash Be'erva. It's Shnayim. But if you're speaking about being mutter, then your edus is to say it's okay. Comes to Gemara and says, no, you missed something. Because there's another point here. Number one, Ischazik Yisura could be a problem everywhere. And then, of course, you have a problem. But even if Ischazik Yisura is not a problem by everywhere else, but by Davish of the Erva, if it's Ischazik Yisura, then you're, by definition, you're entering the world of Davish of the Erva, because we have already a prior presumption of Ischazik Yisura. So even when you're coming to be Matir, but if being Matir in the context where it already was Ischazik, which defines it, means you have the presumption, you're not coming in a blank slate in a vacuum. You're entering into the context of something which is very presumed to be usher. So even though your intention is to be matir, so at the end of the day, what you're saying is it's not davar shebe'erva, but by saying about something that we thought before was, means you're being made on davar shebe'erva. So lamashal, it's possible to have a davar shebe'erva without ischazik. What's the case that we gave last time, the Chuvas Maimonides, Simon Gimel, that the Beis HaLevi quoted? The Reuven, the Shliach, says, Mekudeshes li, and he says, oh, it was a mistake, I meant to say Mekudeshes to the Mishaleach. Okay, so it comes out, it's not Ischazik, anything. So it's not Ischazik, and, okay, he's saying everything is fine, it's Mutter. Okay, so if you hold that without Ischazik you believed, so that's fine. But over here, says the Gemara, it's Ischazik. She's presumed to be married. You told me the get is a kosher get. So initially the Gemara thought it's enough to say that davar shebe'erva doesn't apply when you're coming lahatir, because it's only cool that you're being made on davar shebe'erva when you're saying it is a davar shebe'erva. But if you're saying it's mutter, so that alone is already okay. Says Gemara, no, I'm not happy with that. Why? Number one, because it's chazik yisura, could be a problem everywhere. And even if you tell me it's not a problem everywhere, but in the case by davar shebe'erva, if it's ischazik, then that has to be called. You're being testifying on davar shebe'erva, because you're telling me that which we thought was usher means that you're speaking about it already context here. It's a davar shebe'erva. We see it in front of us. Ischazik yisur deishasish. And you're telling me it's mutter. So even though you're saying it's mutter, but you're saying it's mutter about something that is for us a very davar shebe'erva, we know it to be davar shebe'erva. So then that's also part of the din davar davar. So it's not based on the tosis and yevamis that has to do with the world within davar shebe'erva itself. The whole xeris hakos of davar davar is only when it's coming last. So no. It's about defining when it's called that you're speaking about davar shebe'erva. In the Gemara's initial teretz, as long as you're saying it's mutter, it's not called you're speaking about davar shebe'erva, you're saying it's mutter. Kesigmar, no, because if it's Chazik Yisura, then even if you're coming to say it's mutter, but you're speaking about something that we presume to be a davar shebe'erva, we are mousing it as the usher. Therefore, that's also called you speaking of davar shebe'erva. It's also a problem of davar davar. So the distinction is that within davar davar mimamon, it's within whether we have it to be included in the gzeres of davar davar mimamon, and that's where the Gemara switches. Both sides. It's hard to focus. Mamish is mamish hot. Okay, Natan, Gidon, go.
How could the Gemara have to be that we're not talking about Ischazik Yisura? We're talking about a case of Gidon. Of course, coming from a state of
right, but no, in a Chinami. But the Gemara didn't think that per se Ischazik Yisura is going to make a davar shebe'erva, because Gemara thinks only if you yourself are saying that it is a davar shebe'erva does it fall under davar davar mimamon. Because that's called your edus is on davar shebe'erva, because you are saying that it is going to have it's going to be usher. But if you are saying that everything is fine, then within your coming together with your edus, it means there was never a problem. She's not an eshesish. So it's only called speaking about davar shebe'erva if you are saying she is an eshesish. If you say that she's not, then if you take what you're saying that she's not, then there's no davar shebe'erva here. What you're saying is, in effect, it's not a davar shebe'erva. So it's only to speak about it as a davar shebe'erva is called your edus is on a davar shebe'erva. Says Gemara, no, because that's true if it wasn't ischazik. The case, for example, of the Shuvas Maimonides, where the edus of the shliach is, I never intended to think li for myself. I made a mistake. I meant for him. So then, when you're saying this, it's not ischazik, and you're saying everything is fine. She's not married. But if it's ischazik, then by definition, you're entering into the lion's den. You're discussing already a prior context where we presumed it was already usr. So that even if what you're doing is taking it out of that category, but your focus, the context, your subject is a subject called davar she'be'erva. Because we already had in front of us that creature called davar she'be'erva. We presumed it was davar she'be'erva. So you're saying it's mutter, that's called, you're speaking about davar she'be'erva. Initially, the Gemara thought, no, as long as when what you're saying is it's not going to be a davar she'be'erva, so then it's not called you're speaking about davar she'be'erva, because you're telling me it's not usr. So then it's not going to have that problem. So we're not dealing with drushes, we're dealing with concepts. Better? Not really?
We still know that we're going from the state of isr to the state of heter, but...
If it's mutter, it's not davar she'be'erva. Granted, if it's mutter, it's not davar she'be'erva. She's mutter.
Well, the fact that it's being taken from the state of iser makes it, does that not still make it shy for davar she'be'erva? How could it be completely removed from that?
If lefi dvarecha, she's not usser, she's not an eshes ish, then you could argue that's not an edus or davar she'be'erva. Then the Torah never—that's never requiring shnayim. That's the lavko kamini of ptosis. If you're saying she is an eshes ish, then lavko kamini. Then you don't have the manas to be able to talk about such a notion to make her an eshes ish. But if you're telling me she's not an eshes ish, so then maybe it's okay. Says the Gemara, not by ischazik isura. So it's again, it goes well with the point that we were making before. The ischazik isura is defining the context. And therefore, even though you're coming to be matir, but you're being matir is something that we saw as a davar she'be'erva. Get it?
So now it's very similar. If lamaisa being matir, something is not considered a davar she'be'erva, so why should it make a difference?
At the end, it doesn't stay.
If what you're saying in one context means that's
right.
Not talking about
because
a davar she'be'erva,
how can all of a sudden that's what separates the Gemara's initial teretz and Gemara's kasha after that? Because on the one hand, with what you're saying, it comes out she's not in that category. But if there was no prior chazaka, like the case of the ring and Harayim Kodeshes Li, then you could say that since what you're saying is that she's not married, and there was no presumption before that she was, so then your edus is not called Eser Davar She'be'erva. That's the idea why if it's lo ischazik, it's okay. Because it's not called Davar She'be'erva, but it's not ischazik, then it's not. We explained then that the ischazik is what defines as Davar She'be'erva. That's why he said that, that's why it's a difference between biyadu not working. Because it's not the issue. Biyado might work to take away ischazik from the perspective of whether ischazik is a barrier for itself. Here, the ischazik is not its own barrier. Ischazik is just a way of framing it. If it's ischazik, then that's called it. You can speak in davar she'be'erva. If it's not ischazik, then it's not davar she'be'erva. So it's defining it. The Gemara is saying if it's ischazik, then by definition your edus relates to a matter called davar she'be'erva, even though lefi dvarecha it's not going to be eshes ish, but by speaking about something which we saw from before you started speaking as someone presumed to be an eshes ish, that means your edus is called an eshes ish. That's what we're suggesting, as maybe that's what shifts in the Gemara. Yeah, all right.
To clarify what Rebbe's saying, so that entire mahalik which we gave in is only coming out at this line in the Gemara, that how
right.
We're understanding davar she'be'erva
right
through ischazik surah is just a definition, but previously we
I don't know if that's the case. I think that initially it didn't bother me that he was speaking about something was ischazik, as long as at the end of his edus she's not going to be viewed as an eshes ish, that's also not called the speaking davar she'be'erva, because since you are saying that she's mutter. Okay, just quickly, because it's late, just at least finish the tosis, at least on one level. I think it's hard to push a go until 2:25, but at least another line, just to finish the tosis, we'll obviously go more into it tomorrow. Just to the end of the tosis. Tosis makes the following comment. V'hadikamar, still he doesn't like it. Even though he tries to work out the pshat, he says, Aval hadikamar kol arayis lo asis shapir. What's bothering tosis? We're learning now that with a resh, kol arayis to b'tov. It says kol arayis lo asis shapir. D'may kol ikar davar she'be'erva brachas mishnayim. What is that whole rule? Zel be'eshes ish. Now you have to put a dash here. Be'eshes ish, namely be'eshes ish, which means what? That's now the subheadings. Be'eshes ish, begitin b'kiddushin uznus de eshes ish osrael baila. So what's bothering Tosfos? Kol arayis shebatora. If the Gemara means the kadosh shebe'erva, the whole kadosh shebe'erva is the eshes ish, namely gittin kiddushin uznus de eshes ish. As opposed to what? Like what kinds of things? The Tosfos thing would not be. Okay, tell me what would be krovim, gilyarayis krovim. I said, right? Edus regarding who's related to who and who therefore be shaykh to Issacharis in terms of those kinds of things. Tosfos says by definition, the whole inyan of davar she'be'erva is eshes ish, and includes gittin kedushin is not eshes ish. What does Tosfos mean? Does Tosfos mean that halacha lemaisa? It's okay for one A to speak about matters other than the above? So if the Eidus will be relating to somebody's kurva, but it's not specifically about issues of issues, that would be mutter for an Eidachat, be kasher for an Eidachat? Does this mean like that? How did you learn it? Or does Tosfos mean more in the Lashon HaGemar? In other words, Kol arayis shebatorah. What's arayis shebatorah? Where does the Torah speak about the rule of davar she'be'erva regarding what? Going, why? Because what's the pasuk? Ki matzav be'erva's davar. Like Tosfos mentions a minute later, it's no stage of Israel Baila. So that seems to be a machlokes pshat and Tosfos. In Tosfos Arash, you get the impression that it's only about a question of semantics. Lashon Tosfos Arash. Va'od kasha, this is the second kasha he had. He has the kasha erech and then bisurin. He doesn't give the suggested answer Tosfos gave. Va'od kasha, my ko arayis to batora de ka'amar. Ha'ikar drasha de darshinan. De'ein davar shebe'erva mishnayim mi matzah ba'ervas davar darshinan. U'be'isur eshes ish ksiv. So what's bothering the rush? Ko arayos shebatora. The ikadrasha is one thing. The isur eshes ish. So it's kol arayis in the Torah. We know what's in the Torah about the davar she'be'erva. We know it is. It's the case of kimat she'be'erva's davar. What's kol arayis in the Torah? That's how you get from the Tosfos Rash. From the Masha, you get the sense that the Masha is learning pshat, that there is no issue except over here. Lashon Masha, ikad davar she'be'erva in both mishnayim, sounds like there won't be a problem. There won't be a problem. So this is very interesting because, again, you know, this would be very nogea. Let's say the Eidus has to do with, again, something which is not directly eshes ish. We need to try to be masbir, though. Why would this be the case? Why would davar she'be'erva only be limited to matters of ishes? So is mashma from the Masha. Who had a question from before? One of Nadiv, Shlomo, someone.
I have a...
Go ahead. No.
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Try to remember. There you go. Yeah.
One of the Chinese earlier about that line is if you learn like the Marsha that Iker Drasha is only the Ishis Ish, then I mean, based on the context of the situation, it sounds like the Svarin, like similar to the Svarin Yavamos, that based on what the Pasuk is talking about, that's the only way where we know the Din. So same thing, you only know by Matir, just like we're limiting it to Ishis Ish.
Yeah, but Tosfos is.
Right, it doesn't fit in perfectly to the words, but
right.
It sounds like the Svar, the same Svar as
He's relying, yeah, but that, he can say he's relying on the Pasuk to ask the Kasha, but when Tosfos says the Svar itself earlier, Pshan the Gemara, he didn't quote the Pasuk, so it's hard to know what Tosfos meant because of the Pasuk.
Why would he be picking and choosing, like, how we can get context clues from the Pasuk in one sense, but
no, he's saying, Kol Arayis Shebatorah. It's not Kol Arayis Shebatorah. We know it's only these types of Inyanim, of Ishus. That's it. Okay, should we take attendance now? Yeah? Okay, take attendance. Okay, Aaron, Ephraim. Okay, Al-Khanan.